I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Hundreds of people are participating in global outreach without having to leave the United States. It's Global Aid Network's Pennsylvania Warehouse Humanitarian Aid Preparation Project, going on now through October 21st. GAIN-USA's warehouse manager, Phil Liller.
Every year, for 2 weeks in October, we bring volunteers in from all over the country, and generally it's between 5,000 and 7,000 volunteers will come through here in the two-week period. And we pack up the humanitarian aid to send overseas.
The aid is essential for their evangelistic work. GAIN-USA also offers short-term mission trips so you can see the aid distributed firsthand. Go to our website to sign up. Next, 40 million people are infected with HIV worldwide, and more than 60% live in Africa. Missionary doctors with Africa Inland Mission, Kevin and Karen Shannon, are stationed at Kajabi Hospital. They're practicing there in order to train Kenyans to be fine medical professionals and, as Christians, treat their patients physically and spiritually. The Saline Solution is a program focusing on medical training and helps doctors be salt and light in their interactions with patients. And Cure International launched a children's hospital building project 14 months ago in Lusaka, Zambia. However, Cure's Mark Bush says the change in the value of the U.S. dollar has created quite a challenge for them.
When we started the initiative, it was 4,500 kwacha per dollar. And during the lowest period in the last 12 months, it got as low as 3,200 kwacha per dollar. So a significant change, almost, you know, over 25%, that has severely increased the costs of this project.
Bush says they're moving equipment into the hospital toward a December opening. Through their medical work, they're able to share the gospel with their patients. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. It's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.